To the brightest audience in the country. This is Curtis Keikoa.
And Joe Scott.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Doing
it's great to have you in studio today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I just want to refresh people's minds on who you are.
Okay.
This guy, folks, I was at the abortion mill one day, and he came walking down the road, and I had to muster up every ounce of courage in me, because you should see him. He's big. And when he's serious and a little nervous, he's mean looking.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But totally scared, actually.
Yeah.
Totally scared.
He didn't come across. So I thought to myself, I'm not going to show it, but I'm going to go talk to this guy. So I walk up to him and I say, hi, can I help you? And he said, relax, I'm on your side. I was so happy. I was so happy. And since then, he's come to the Gay Pride Parade with us every year, and he films right behind me, so I'm feeling very secure when he's there. But today, folks, we need for you who have not already given to Bob Inyart Live to get your checkbooks out.
Those of you who listen to podcasts and on the internet especially.
And out of state, if you're downloading the shows, Bob is $7,000 low. This is the last day that he's going to be gone. He'll be back next week, and we're trying to get this money raised for him. If he could maybe get a couple of thousand over, he could get an air conditioner in this room, and I wouldn't have die every time I come in here.
And what's the phone number?
The phone number is 1-800-8-ENYART or 1-800-836-9278. So, Curtis, we have lots to talk about today. Besides people taking their checkbooks out and writing checks, because it's the last day.
That's right.
Need this money to keep Bob on the internet. Not on the radio, but on the internet. I think the last time I was on the show, I said it was on the air, but that's not true. It's on the internet. Did you see what it said today, what came out with Gardasil today?
No, I did not, but you were telling me a little bit about that.
Yeah, Gardasil has been followed by JudicialWatch.org.
Now, what's Gardasil?
Gardasil is the shot that they're giving these young girls to prevent them from getting HPV, human papillomavirus.
Does it actually work that way?
No.
It doesn't prevent HPV.
No, it doesn't prevent. There's 16 strains of HPV.
Sure.
And it works on 4 strains.
So what about the other?
And it's not going to mutate, you know. It's not going to do what anything else does. It's not going to mutate.
Well, I heard it actually kills children. Is that true?
You know,
this is
really, really sad, Curtis.
What's
today
that?
In the information released by JudicialWatch.org, they got all the information. I downloaded it all. 11 girls since June 8th, 2006 have died because they've taken this vaccine so they could be one less. You know that commercial says, I want to be one less.
That's right.
Well, they mean one less off the planet,
yes,
I think.
That's right.
That's unbelievable.
So it doesn't prevent HPV.
No.
And it kills children, is that it?
It kills children.
Okay, all right.
And not only that, some of these young women, out of 77 women who are pregnant when they took the shot, over 30 of them have either had spontaneous abortions or there have been fetal anomalies, which means defects in the baby.
They allow pregnant women to take this shot.
Now, I haven't read it extensively. I don't know if these women knew ahead of time that they were pregnant when they took the shot.
Yeah.
But anyway, their babies are either dead or 33 out of the 70-some-odd that took the shot, 33 of them have either fetal anomalies or they're dead. So,
is there any other purpose to taking the shot? Because it seems like there's a lot more STDs than just HPV out there.
That's right.
Is there any other reason why these women would want to take the shot?
Well, you know what? A lot of these are not women. Some of them are as young as 11 years old, going into the sixth grade, remember?
Mm-hmm.
In Virginia, as of August 2008, it's going to be mandatory that these young girls take that shot.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
That is.
And it will only be interesting to see.
Now, these aren't all girls. These are just girls who attend public schools.
Right.
Is that right?
Well, there's no telling how many parents out there that don't send their kids to public school would make their kids take the shot. But from what I know about you, Curtis, you don't send your kids to public school. Would you make them take the shot?
I love my kids.
Yeah.
I love my kids, so therefore I do not send them to public school.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I would say that the statistics in the non-public school attending kids would be very low.
That's right.
But if...
Now, what about here in Colorado? Is it mandatory?
Well, it's not mandatory yet, but it's pending. And in 27 other states, it's pending that it would be mandatory for these kids to take it in school.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine the mess? Kids are going to be dying, and they're dying terrible deaths.
Well, in public school, they're either going to die one way or the other. This is just another way for them to die, I suppose.
You mean die spiritually?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's not much in there that's going to save them spiritually. So this was very interesting to me because with all the media attention they've given to this Gardasil, they not in one commercial, not in anything I've seen anywhere, have they said HPV is an STD.
Oh, really?
No, they don't tell the girls that it's a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh.
They just tell them that it's a virus and they can get it, so you might get it, so take this shot.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say you might get killed taking the shot.
Yeah. Now, is the FDA doing anything to say, recall these shots or to stop these states from making it mandatory?
No, not yet. But let's pray that judicialwatch.org can follow through. They have a lawsuit that's going to come out against them, and we'll see what they can do with it.
Who manufactures
this vaccine? That Merck.
Merck & Co.
Yeah.
Didn't they come up with some sort of medicine or medicine that folks were dying from just a year ago? I forgot exactly, but they seem to be all over the news.
They have been in the news quite a bit lately, and this is just another way. And you know, if they make this shot mandatory, Merck stands to make
billions. That's right.
And then, you know, then it's offshore. We're going to outsource our ways to kill kids. We're going to make sure that Mexico gets it, Canada gets it, Venezuela. You know, we're going to put it everywhere that we can.
That's right.
So Merck is rolling in the dough. Hopefully it's rolling in the lawsuits pretty soon. They're spending billions on this ad campaign for the HPV vaccination.
Yeah.
Why can't they spend that money teaching our girls to be ladies, to be chaste? How old-fashioned, huh?
Because that wouldn't make money.
No.
That wouldn't make money.
Nobody can build a cottage industry off of that, can they?
That's right.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting.
One, that would be the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But the responsibility would be misplaced. It's not Merck's responsibility or our public school system's responsibility to teach our kids to be abstinent.
That would really ruin Planned Parenthood, wouldn't it?
That would cut into their finances tremendously.
So I wanted to bring that up today.
Yeah.
Also, great new study on breast cancer just came out by a guy named Patrick Carroll.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happened is he can predict, using his mathematical model, how many of breast cancer cases there will be in a country when he studies how many abortions have been done.
Really? You mean there's a correlation there between the two?
Oh, yes.
Oh, tell me more about that.
And it was in WorldNet Daily yesterday, and the headline was, "Abortion Linked to Breast Cancer Again."
Again.
Again.
Wow.
Women aren't being given information again.
No kidding.
No kidding. And you know what? Tomorrow is Race for the Cure.
Oh, well, Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday's Race for the
Race
Cure.
Race for the Cure. Okay. By Susan, it's the
Coleman.
Susan G. Komen Foundation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Leslie and I had a meeting, and Eve Sanchez-Silva was there. Even Dr. Joel Brind was there by speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to the head of Komen Foundation here in Denver. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, what Dana Brandoff said was that the reason they're doing the whole Komen thing is for the cure. And we talked about prevention. She said, "We're all about the cure. We don't care about the prevention." Leslie and I, Eve, we almost fell out of the chairs. I mean, why wouldn't you want to prevent something instead of have to cure it? It doesn't make any sense. So I think we have someone on the phone. Nurse Maria.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Very good.
I wanted to say that it's disturbing that the HPV vaccine, they're now targeting boys for it as well. And what most people don't realize is it covers supposedly four strains that cause cancer, but there's so many strains of HPV that it's not even countable.
The numbers I thought it was 16.
From 90 to 120.
You're kidding. I had read something that there were 16 strains. There's more than that.
There's a ton of strains. And it's not protected by the typical things. I'm not going to say it on the radio,
right,
that they tell kids will protect them. It's not protected by that at all.
And so what are the side effects for boys?
The side effects for who?
Boys, males.
For boys? Well, they're worried about oral cancers and then cancers in other places they can't really name. And they also don't want them to be carriers.
Is it the same? If they get it, then it's over. Because the minute men get something, boy, they won't do it again. They got a brain sometimes.
Well, but men carry it all the time, and it doesn't affect them.
Oh,
except
so why
later
should...
Later in life, you can get cancers, but the type of cancers we're talking about tend to be...
Genital cancers.
Tend to be more in the gay community.
Oh,
those
I
are the
see.
Kind of cancers. And now some women are getting that same cancer in that same area.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
not in a position to say since I have kids in the car.
Oh.
And so that's where more of the push is coming from. But I heard you talking about Dana Brandoff from the Komen.
You're right.
And there's no incentive in America to stop cancer. It's a billion-dollar industry.
Sure. Sure.
Well, Nurse Maria,
so
again,
right.
You have blown me away. Thank you for calling in. I didn't realize.
For having me.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Wow.
I didn't either. So I've been corrected. I stand corrected and
you were
shocked.
So you were corrected in that there's more than just 16 strains of this HPV. There's over 100 strains, anywhere from 90 to 120. That's amazing. That's amazing to me. For one, and with one vaccine, they're just pushing one vaccine.
It covers four strains.
Maybe four strains.
Right.
And obviously it does kill people.
Right.
There's 100 more out there.
And we're not going to tell these kids that it's an STD.
Yeah.
You know, because that's politically incorrect. We'll make them feel bad.
Sure.
Well, you know, that's another thing that happens on Bob's show.
What's that?
Breaking news all the time. Great information. I know Nurse Maria to be a very reliable source.
That's right.
And here we find out stuff that I didn't know, and I stay pretty up on this stuff. So if you have your checkbook out, this is a good time to write a check. The phone number is 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. So anyway, okay.
So, well, you were talking about the march.
Yes.
Now, that's this weekend.
Yes, it is.
Now, and we'll be there, won't we?
Yes, we will.
We will. Okay. And I've never been to one of these. So,
are you coming this time?
I am.
I always feel better when you come.
Why? Because my eyes are huge and I'm sweating bullets during these events?
No, because you stand near me.
Well, I heard that this event was way more violent than any other event, any homosexual parade or anything like
that. Well, I don't know. They're on a par.
Okay.
The gay pride parade and that, they're... So, well, this year you were there. You saw this guy jump on me.
I took film of that, as a matter of fact, yeah.
Yeah, at the Gay Pride Parade.
I took about 45 minutes worth of film and put it on the internet.
Yeah.
So everybody was looking at it. And if you haven't seen this video, there's a man who was on top of a car, and he jumped off of the car and hit Joe, basically jumped on Joe Scott.
Yeah.
Jumped on you. And
when I wasn't looking, and my back isn't always in the best shape,
right.
And I was worried that maybe I wasn't going to make it home that day, but I did. So
there's a link here between breast cancer and abortion.
There's a huge link between breast cancer and abortion that Komen isn't going to give up because they're going to lose money.
That's true.
To say that they've made a mistake or deliberately misinformed or misled women.
Mm-hmm.
And lives are at stake, and that's... You know, the link between abortion and breast cancer, according to Carroll, and when he uses his mathematical model to develop forecasts for the numbers of breast cancers in several countries based on abortion, he found out when matched with the actual numbers of cases in those countries, the forecast was very accurate. The forecast predicted 100.5% of cancers observed in 2003 and 97.5% of those observed in 2004.
Wow.
And imagine that. There's a link, and he can just use his mathematical model with good data and he can predict how much breast cancer there's going to be in a country.
Mm-hmm.
And he's right. But, of course, there's no link.
You're not supposed to say that.
Yeah. So that was on WorldNet Daily this week, and you can find it on WorldNet Daily, the whole article on October 4th, Matters of Life and Death. It's under an excellent article. Excellent article. So, and I talked to Eve Sanchez Silver.
Now, who is Eve Sanchez Silver?
Eve Sanchez Silver is a really neat lady who used to work for the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And she had two abortions and has had two bouts with breast cancer.
Wow.
And it ruined, you know, it just ruined her health physically.
Yeah.
So she found out that the Komen Foundation was funding Planned Parenthood. And she was one of their medical researchers.
Mm-hmm.
So she confronted Komen with this information, and Komen wouldn't do anything about it. She said, you're funding Planned Parenthood, and it causes breast cancer. She knows that they have the information, and they're suppressing it.
Mm-hmm.
So she quit, and she's off on her own now, and she's helping whoever wants help in this area. And so she... We contacted her this week, and she put out a press release on the fact that there's a link between breast cancer and abortion and Patrick Carroll's new study. So that was really helpful, and hopefully someone will listen. I sent it to O'Reilly this morning. Maybe he'll do something on it.
Bill O'Reilly?
Well, occasionally O'Reilly has a glimpse of intelligence.
Perhaps, maybe.
And so guess what else happened this week?
What?
Whoopi was on a tirade again on The View. Whoopi Goldberg, do you know who she is?
Unfortunately, I do.
Me too. I mean, The View is this idiotic program where they have these liberals and one conservative who's...
There's a conservative on the show?
Well, semi. She's not really conservative. She's the one that represents the conservative mindset. So, obviously, she's not saying a whole lot. What she does say isn't real well thought out. Yeah, she's a sweet lady. I don't want to...
She is?
Well,
on The View? We're talking about The View.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay.
I don't know. She seems to be a real sweet lady.
So what did Whoopi Goldberg do on The View?
This is her statement here. She said, well, they were talking about Hillary. She's going to get $5,000 for every baby born in the United States. So Elizabeth Hasselbeck says, well, maybe people will have more babies now and not abort. And then, of course, Whoopi has a meltdown because her own biographer said that she's had six abortions.
Are you kidding?
No.
Six abortions?
No.
Wow.
Well, those babies were in her way. She was on her way up the ladder.
I'm just learning all sorts of new things today.
Yeah.
So they have Whoopi Goldberg, who's had six abortions on The View, and she's one of the conservatives, probably. She's the conservative on there? Is that it? Is she the sweet lady you were talking about?
This Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Okay.
Not Whoopi. I said her own biographer. It was one biographer of Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay. I can't imagine how hard her heart must be after having six abortions.
It's hard. It's hard. It says that she used to, you know, she's a comedian. For those who don't know, she's supposedly a comedian. I find her offensive and crass and gross and not funny.
Exactly.
But one of the things that she used to joke about was her abortions. Unfortunately, she used to. It says that the biographer says that she used to joke perversely that she had a do-it-yourself coat hanger at 14 years old. This is her child.
That's disgusting.
Her child that she's talking about.
Yeah.
But anyway, when she backs Elizabeth into a corner, which is where Elizabeth is most of the time, backed in a corner because she's not quick and she's hasn't thought her subjects out too well. And Whoopi Goldberg said that Americans ought to revere women who have had abortions.
Did she say why?
Because it's the hardest decision that women ever have to make.
So we should revere women who decided to murder their own children.
Yeah, this is a quote. So when you talk about it, a little bit of reverence to the women out there have had to make this horrible decision. Well, let me tell you about the women that made the horrible decision today. I was at the mill today, right?
Now, you go there every day, is that correct?
Right.
Every day.
Yes.
And it's only open from Tuesday to Saturday, and you're there every day from, what, 8 o'clock in the morning until about noon or so?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
So I was there today. In comes this young couple, guy and a girl, and they're carrying a chihuahua, a little baby chihuahua. Couldn't have been more than 10, 11 weeks old.
Sure.
And they're just protecting this chihuahua and loving this chihuahua. And I said, you love that dog. What about loving your baby? What if someone were to harm, step on the head of your chihuahua?
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel? What would you think of that person?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to do that to your child. And the girl says, ooh, I'm so evil. I'm so cruel. Can you imagine?
I can imagine.
And she was making fun and taunting the whole way in to kill her child. So that does that sound like the hardest decision in her life?
Yeah, I've seen that a few times. Not
I know
not
you
exactly
have.
That case, but I've seen people go into to Planned Parenthood there on 20th and Vine, with very hard hearts, mocking us as they're going in, as we're telling them, don't kill your baby. They think it's a game. They think it's something they're not going to regret. But I do believe that every time you tell somebody, especially a man, that you're going to kill your baby, that irritates them. They may, on the outside, seem as though they're not bothered by it, but I believe it does. I think it does.
I think you're right about that. I think it reaches in and grabs something deep within them.
It does.
That they have to sear in order to forget.
Exactly.
But it's worth saying that to them because so many times we've had men come out, even if they can't stop the women because men have no rights, and say, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Men do have tremendous influence, though, on the women who go in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I would – what would you say, Joe? You say that more than half of all the instances of women going into these abortion mills are probably because of the man in the situation. They're –
The man, a family member. These women, the choice, they're always saying, oh, we want our choice, pro-choice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of the women I see going in are not going in because it's their choice. They think they have no other choice because the only people they depend on, or the people that they depend on, are telling them, you've got to do this. Your life isn't going to be any good unless you do.
So you would say most of the women who go in there, it's not because of choice. It's because they're being coerced in a way or greatly influenced
50,
by this. I'd
say 60%.
Wow.
I would say that.
So half the time, it's not because of choice.
Oh, and that's
because
just
I thought
what
it was because
I
of choice.
See.
Okay.
You know,
well,
I
you're
don't
down
know
there
what's
every day.
Going, yeah, but I don't know what's going on in the heads of all the women.
Well,
that
you've
go
seen
in.
Them kicking and screaming going in there.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. And
well, last Friday, there was a young girl, this poor little waif of a thing, beautiful to look at, right? She came, and she was 16. She's going to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to her for a little while, and she tells me she already has a 10-month-old baby, and
wow.
She's 16. And now she's 3.5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
But she's agreeing with me that she can't do it. But the mother of the father, so the grandmother on the father's side, is coming there to see to it that she goes in. And she's only 16, and she says, I have a 10-month-old baby, and I'm living with the, you know, nobody cares about this young girl. Nobody, obviously, because she's in a situation where she's...
Twice. This sounds like the second time.
It's the same guy.
The same guy.
The same guy.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Right.
Yeah, do you know how old this guy is? Same age, or is he older?
He's not much older.
Not much older?
He's not much older. Here comes the grandmother, but by the time the grandmother got there, she had, you know, straightened her back up, got a little bit of a backbone, and was able to say, no, I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But
good.
The poor girl, 16, where are her parents?
Yeah.
You know, where are her parents? So is the problem she's having too many children, or is the problem that she's one of those throwaway kids? Parents just decided, oh, we don't know how to deal with her, let her do what she wants, at 15.
Now, in Colorado, 14. Aren't the parents involved in this at all? Do they have to be involved?
No.
Is it the law?
No.
No.
You let 14, 12-year-old girls make their own decisions, and this is what
sure.
we're going to have
yeah.
because we have bad parenting because we've been taught, or not us, but the general public is taught to let the school do it.
Sure.
Let the government do it. Let mm-hmm. anybody do it. If you can't handle your kids, you're not responsible.
Now, I'd like to say something real quick. We only have a few more minutes left.
That's
right. But the first time I ever got involved with anything with Bob Innert Live or Denver Bible Church was there at 20th and Vine. And it was through this radio program, mm-hmm. Bob Innert Live, that I found out about this. And I remember hearing Bob say, if you care at all, or if you don't believe what we're saying and you want to confirm it for yourself, you should go down to 20th and Vine on a Saturday morning at, say, 8 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And so I listened on a Friday today, mm-hmm. and the next morning I was there, and it changed the way I view these things. You can actually see, from my own personal experience, I can see evil versus good. Right there, as plain as black and white.
Yeah.
Nowadays in the church, you there's so many shades of gray out there, and if it's not warm and fuzzy, then it must be incorrect and all of that. Well, down at 20th and Vine, you can actually see good versus evil. And I ask anybody who's listening right now, who's never been down there, you don't have to do anything. Just show up tomorrow morning, say about 8:30 in the morning, 20th and Vine here in Denver, and see for yourself. It actually changed my life. It might actually change yours too. So you can see these women going in there who half of which aren't going in because of choice, but because of some other reason. And you can see the hardness of heart. And some people don't have that hardness. Some people don't want to kill their babies.
No.
And that's why you're there, Joe.
Right,
for
and
those
even
people
some
who don't
that
want
are
to.
Hardened, you can get through to.
Yeah.
Even some that are hardened, but it's not just at 20th and Vine. You walk out on the street and try to tell anybody about Jesus and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, if you're a Christian and you're sitting home and you're not making an impact for Christ, you should be.
Sure.
You should be. I can't tell you where, but there's a place for you because God gave you gifts that I don't have, that Curtis doesn't have, and you need to be out and making that impact for Jesus. And that's where Bob is, by the way. He's been in Branson. He's had a wonderful reception by the people down in Branson. So I
sure.
wanted to bring people up today. He'll fill everyone in on Monday. But I talked to him earlier today. He's very encouraged. They sold lots and lots of material, which means lots and lots of truth got out. So I'm
good.
Pretty thrilled about that.
Good. And if you can, please support his show. Please support Bob Innert Live on the internet.
That's right.
I know. I use the internet resources all the time, so please give us a call at 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278, and just give whatever you can.
Yes, if you want to keep Bob on the internet, if you want to keep this, I know that we're always doing something that costs money, but that's what it is. We're David.
It takes money.
We have a little slingshot and a rock.
That's right.
And but we have faith, and boy, we have a leader that can promote that faith into action and effectiveness. And
that's right.
Please pray for Bob and support his show. We want to remind you of Maranatha Christian School. It's a great school. And we'll be talking to you again on Monday. Thanks for listening, folks, and write that check.